Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Tree sit update. Ramsey 2 tree sitters threatened. On Wednesday, September 18th, a peaceful nonviolent tree sitter in Ramsey Gulch near Mount Madonna in southern Santa Cruz County, California, was verbally assaulted and threatened by two men, one of whom carried a rifle. The men falsely told the tree sitter that they owned the Ramsey Gulch property that the tree sitter is on and threatened to shoot the tree sitter out of the tree if he did not leave. The men then left the area without firing any shots. The tree sitter remains occupied in defiance of the terrorist threat made by the men. Santa Cruz Earth First established the month-old tree sit, one of three on the 50-acre timber harvest plant, to protest the ongoing threat to the Pajaro River watershed and Ramsey Creek by the timber harvest plant and road building in the area by Redwood Empire, a San Jose-based timber and lumber company. Ramsey Creek, a fish habitat for steelhead and rainbow trout, was the site of previous logging that began 2 years ago as part of the Ramsey 1 THP. On the same property and just over the ridge is the notorious Gamecock Canyon THP, where Redwood Empire contractors Hayward Lumber amassed 37 violations of the Forest Practices Act for overcutting and failure to control erosion. This is not the first time that peaceful Santa Cruz Earth First tree sitters and activists have been threatened with violence on the Redwood Empire property. A Gamecock Canyon neighbor heard a large amount of gunfire during that timber harvest plan, and activists on the road in the area were fired at. Santa Cruz Earth First activists sitting at a tree in Redwood Empire THP in Boulder Creek, California, were fired at with a shotgun, and a dog belonging to a logging equipment guard was killed by a timber thug who thought it was a tree sitter's pet. The Santa Cruz County Sheriff has been unresponsive to the threat, stating after the Boulder Creek shotgun attack that they would investigate when there was a dead body. For more information, contact Santa Cruz Earth First at area code 831-425-3205. That's 831-425-3205, or send email to cruzef@cruzio.com. That's cruzef@cruzio.com. Rally held for Marathon Woman Tree Sitters. A rally to honor the 6th and 4th month marks of two women marathon tree sitters, Remedy and Wren, took place today in Freshwater, California, just a few feet off Greenwood Heights Road. The trees are slated to be cut by Maxam Pacific Lumber, and the active logging plan surrounds their vigil with a menacing whir of chainsaws. Renowned tree sitter Julia Butterfly Hill was present at the rally, along with other speakers and musicians. Many landowners have been protesting for years the flooding of their homes and roadways due to overlogging resulting in sedimentation of Freshwater Creek. Ongoing lawsuits by the Environmental Protection Information Center and Sierra Club and the United Steelworkers of America are attempting to halt the terms of that agreement. We are engaged in a struggle to preserve the last unprotected old-growth trees in wilderness areas that are currently being laid to waste by the corporate industrial complex, said Remedy, one of the tree sitters. We do not approve of the sale of our children's future or the quality of our lives to a pompous corporation that has seized Humboldt County like a modern-day Al Capone, she said. That our high-tax money pays the salaries of a litany of bureaucrats that sit on their hands while our watersheds are destroyed is an outrage. However fun it might be to walk into the California Department of Forestry and tell them they're fired, it would be undermined by the fact that they already quit years ago. With every ancient tree they steal from the forest and every acre of land they clear-cut, the planet is less able to handle the constant burning of fossil fuel, she said. Wren, the other tree sitter, offered her sentiments. People who do not live here can't believe that old growth is still being cut. They know it is wrong. What they might not know is that Humboldt County has some of the most progressive and dedicated citizens I've ever had the pleasure of meeting. Together we will see to it that life goes on in peace, and to that end we will not let another towering redwood fall. For more information, contact North Coast Earth First at 707-825-6598. That's 707-825-6598. Or write to North Coast Earth First at P.O. Box 28, Arcata, California 95518. That's North Coast Earth First, P.O. Box 28, Arcata, California 95518. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruzef@cruzio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on, boys, in the-